look at little Dave, the way he's looking at you, Mum. You'd think he was taking you out of winding, wouldn't you? I love him when he looks all solemn like that.
They're really wonderfully good-tempered babies, both of them.
Well, I hope they keep up their reputation of being good at the christening tomorrow afternoon. Dave's been telling everyone how good they always are. He says he wouldn't be a bit surprised if they didn't cry their lungs out at the christening just to make a fool of him.
Yes, it's wonderful the way these things do happen, but I think they'll be good. What's Dave doing today, Mabel?
Oh, he's doing some cement work round the pigsties. That's why he didn't come over. It dries kind of uneven if you leave off in the middle of it and then go back to it later.
He takes a wonderful interest in those pigs, doesn't he?
Yes, and I will say this for him, Mum. Those sties are a credit to him. I think Dave's pig pens are the neatest in the district. He makes little runways in the cement and it makes it so easy to clean out. They look a picture and the pigs are always bonzer and clean.
Yes, I always remember Dave saying when he first thought of having pigs that he didn't see any reason why pigs shouldn't be just as pleasant to handle as any other animals.
Oh, Dave proved that with Bonnie Leslie. That pig knows Mabel.
I'm sure he does. Now, would you like to go in and see your father?
Oh, yes, I would, thanks, Mum. I'll just go to the door. The twins will be all right here, won't they?
Oh, yes, quite all right. Come along, dear. The men just had a cup of tea, so they'll be feeling ready for a little chat.
Oh, you're mad saying things like that, Bill Smith.
Goodness, are you two arguing again?
Oh, just a friendly argument, Mum. Oh, hello, Mabel. Hello.
How are you, Mabel?
Oh, I'm all right, thanks, Father. How are you feeling?
Oh, all right, but I'm fed up with lying here in bed.
So am I.
They're about the two most unwilling patients a woman could possibly have, Mabel.
Oh, well, it gets on a man's nerves, Mum, you know, lying here in bed when there's so much to be done.
Too right it does.
Well, it's no use complaining about that. You've both just got to stop there till you're better.
I honestly believe, Mabel, that Dad and Mr. Smith think that something terrible will happen to Snake Gully unless they're up and about to look after.
Oh, well, there's so much going on, Sarah. And here's Bill and me lying here all day doing nothing.
We won't even be able to go to our own grandchildren's christening.
Yes, that's a nice thing to happen. Our own grandchildren being christened and us not there.
And the moving picture director's arriving today, too.
Yes, we wanted to have a word with him about getting some good scenery into the picture.
But there'll be plenty of time for that when you're better, Dad.
Oh, there's nothing like getting in early with these things, Sarah. You'll find that the best bits of scenery we've got in Snake Gully will be left out. That's what'll happen.
Well, if you aren't a grumpy pair, I don't know how Mum puts up with you.
Oh, I just let them grumble away to themselves, Mabel.
And then there's that meeting at the ladies' club this afternoon.
Well, you wouldn't want to go to that meeting, would you, Father?
You're going to ask Mrs. Gray from Berrigulla to stand for president, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, well, I don't know whether we're wise in doing it. She's so terribly quiet and retiring. Somehow I can't picture her as a president.
Oh, no, she's very timid. Half the time she seems frightened to open her mouth. She'll never be able to keep order.
Anyway, a man ought to be up and about with all these things happening.
Yeah, Jim Hopkins and a few of them will be getting away with murder while we're lying here in our beds.
And Ted Ramsey will be doing whatever he likes at the council meeting.
And Uncle Clarence will be running riot at the club, buying up everything under the sun for it. If we're not there to put a restraining hand on him. Well, what are you laughing at,
Sarah? Oh, I can't help it, Dad. You're both so funny. It seems to me that the twins aren't the only babies we've got in the house at present.
Is everything ready for me face pack, Madam Deemer? Remember, I've got to get along to a meeting at the ladies' club this afternoon.
Everything is ready, madame. Oh, you will feel so refreshed after the pack.
Looks terrible in that basin.
Oh, but it is not the look of it that counts. It is the tonic properties which are in it.
Do you think if I have a lot of those face packs, I'll get to be ravishingly beautiful?
Well,
will I make my skin pale and creamy like yours, Madame Deemer?
Well, you see, the texture of the skin is different. I am naturally pale, you are naturally pink and white. But this will improve the look of the skin.
I want you to try and make me mysterious looking, if you can. A kind of a sphinx woman.
Yes. Well, the main thing is care of the skin. This pack will make it smooth and lovely. People will love to touch it.
I don't know that I'd like people coming up touching my face all the time. Still, I'd like it to look nice. Oh, I wish I had a pale complexion like yours, though.
Oh, but the pink roses in your face suit you. Now your husband, he is in need of more colour. He looks very drawn, poor man.
Does he?
Oh, yes. Have you not noticed it, madame?
I believe he is looking a bit pale and thin in the face lately. I dare say the measles took most of the colour out of him.
It is a pity if he lets his face go. He has a very nice face, but it needs care. He should have a face pack.
Do you think it'd improve him?
I am sure of it. It would take that tired look away from him.
Oh, well, then I'll see that he has one.
You there, honey? Can I come in?
Yes, come in, Al. Oh, yes, you are looking tired and drawn. That's quite true.
I feel pretty tired and drawn.
Oh, well, just you sit down there in that chair there, Alf, and let Madam give you a beautiful, cool face pack.
What? Oh, Annie, you must be mad.
But, Alf, it'll make all the world of difference to you.
Oh, it might, but I'm not going to have it. What do you think I am?
Oh, but, Alf...
No, I tell you, Annie, you can go chopping and changing your face if you like. But this is the face I was born with, and no matter what happens, I'm sticking to it.
Yes, and it's my opinion, Mum, that we couldn't do better than ask Mrs. Gray to accept the presidency.
Oh, I don't know, dear. She's very lacking in self-assurance.
Oh, and anyway, she mightn't accept it.
Oh, I think she will if I ask her. She's a very great friend of mine, you know.
Is she, Mrs. Ramsay? I didn't know that you and Mrs. Gray were so friendly.
Oh, yes. I made it my business to get to know her better, and now we're very friendly. You know, Mabel, your mother going away has made things very awkward.
Oh, how, Mrs. Ramsay?
Well, when your mother left, most of the Snake Gully ladies were hoping that they'd be elected president in her place. So, of course, if we did put a Snake Gully lady into the chair, there'd be a lot of jealousy.
Yes, I suppose there would be a little jealousy.
Of course there would be. Although why there should be, I don't know, as I was the next in line, not counting Mum, and she doesn't want to be president, do you, dear?
No, dear, but I think the jealousy would die down sooner or later, even if we did elect some Snake Gully lady.
But I doubt if the committee would vote for me. They've always been inclined to be jealous of me, you know.
Well, even supposing they didn't, there must be someone else.
Were you thinking of standing yourself, Mabel?
Oh, no, Mrs. Ramsay. I've got far too much to do.
Well, who else is there? If you put Mrs. Matthews into the chair, she'll ride roughshod over us. You know what she is.
What about Mrs. Hopkins?
Oh, that would mean that Jim Hopkins would really be controlling the ladies' club. Mrs. Hopkins is only an echo of Jim.
Well, how about Annie?
What? Put Annie Morton into the chair? Oh, why, Mabel, you can't be serious. Annie's much too aggressive. She'd consider nobody's interests but her own. If Annie becomes president, we wouldn't have a member left in a fortnight.
Oh, now, Mrs. Ramsay.
I'm quite sure of it, Mabel. No, the only thing to do is to prevail on Mrs. Gray to accept it. She's such a meek, quiet little thing. She'd never try to dominate anyone. She'd do exactly what we told her.
Do you think that's good in a president, Mrs. Ramsay?
It's safe, Mum. That's the main thing. We don't want anyone who'd try and dictate to us.
Oh, well, I suppose we'd better try and get Mrs. Gray to stand. She's late arriving, isn't she?
Oh, here's Annie coming in now.
Oh, yes. Do you think she looks any different?
No, why?
Well, of course, according to Annie, that masseur of hers was going to work wonders. Have you seen this masseur yet, Mabel?
No, not yet. Have you?
Yes, I've seen her, Mabel. And believe me, if ever there was a hussy, she's one.
Is she? How do you know?
Well, one look at her was enough. A real magnolia she is.
A magnolia?
Yes. You know how they always describe adventuresses in books. A skin like a white magnolia blossom, dark, slumbrous eyes, and a scarlet mouth.
Oh, she must be beautiful.
Oh, believe me, Mabel, I know the type. She's a born vamp. I don't know what Annie was doing to bring her up here. It's silly having a masseur, but Annie was always a social climber. Oh, hello, Annie, dear. We were just talking about you.
Oh, hello, everyone.
We were just saying, dear, how nice it will be if Mrs. Gray will accept the presidency.
Have you asked her yet?
Oh, no, she's not here yet. Oh, here she is now. Mrs. Gray, you're just the one we're waiting for. We've got a pleasant surprise for you.
Good afternoon, all.
How would you like to be president of the Ladies' Club?
President? Me?
Yes, dear, you.
Oh, Mrs. Ramsay, I couldn't.
Oh, that's nonsense, dear. Of course you could. There's nothing to it, is there, ma'am?
I couldn't, really. I'd be too self-conscious.
Oh, there's nothing to be self-conscious about.
But I'd have to make speeches and everything. I'd be too nervous.
Oh, you'll soon get over that, dear. Why, when I was a girl, I was the most sensitive and nervous little thing you could ever imagine. But I just made up my mind that I'd have to overcome it, and now I can face up to anything.
My word, you can.
What do you mean, Annie Morton?
I was just agreeing with you.
But, Mrs. Ramsay, I've never done anything like that in my life before.
Oh, it's quite easy, dear. Anyway, I've agreed to ask you officially, as it has to be done. Will you call for order, Mabel?
All right, Mrs. Ramsay. Order, please, ladies, order. Mrs. Ramsay wants to speak.
Ladies, as you all know, we are gathered here this afternoon for a special purpose. That purpose is to nominate a president who will preside over the club during the absence of Mrs. Smith. Now, there is a Berengarinator here this afternoon, who I think you will all agree would make a splendid president. That lady is Mrs. Gray. There you are, Mrs. Gray. That will tell you what the ladies of the club think of you. And now it is my present duty to ask you, on behalf of the members, if you will agree to stand for the presidency.
Oh, really, Mrs. Ramsay? Ladies, I don't think I'd be competent.
Oh, come now. Surely you're not going to disappoint us.
Oh, well, if you really think I'm good enough.
Ah, that's the way. Then you agree to stand?
Well, if you really want me to, yes.
As splendid, Mrs. Gray. And I can tell you now that you're bound to be elected. Now, ladies, I think we'll adjourn to the committee room and put the matter to the vote.
Really, Mrs. Ramsay, I'm afraid we've done the wrong thing. She'll never be able to handle this club.
That's all right, Mum. She won't have to.
Why, whatever do you mean, Mrs. Ramsay?
I haven't wasted all that time getting friendly with her for nothing. Mum, she'll do whatever I say. I'll be the real manager of the ladies' club. Mrs. Gray will only be my mouthpiece.